Dansei Gakyo, Kitam Skatna Wow. We're back again for the third segment of Pigate Wapoy Egwa Nehewewin, Coffee and Creed, joined by Dolores Rain. Now, Dolores has been so obliged as to offer us up a story because, of course, we're in the middle of storytelling season and I love Wasaki Talk stories. So, Atsumo.
Kayase sa Wasaki Talk, Egi Bamo did. Egoe sai ap sigaki sa e wap mat. Egoe s nanto etegoe e kape sit. Nanto nepi mamni kuit. Egoe e ayapt. Tiko ektahe se ayapt ego. Mages e omgit. Ego. Kasi kuit. Kasi hakmi nomgi. Ap sigaga gisa kawa pimgot. Ego ap sigaga gisa ge kwahoge. Tue wakmana. We suck it up, come give me two. When they're calling, you can hear them. And if you really listen to them in the wintertime, you'll hear them. We suck it up, come give me two. You'll hear that them saying that. And those are magpies.
Oh, amazing. Now, that's obviously, you know, an old teaching and an old story of but now we'll translate it right to English now. So if you could tell it in English, so we could try to make sure everybody understands it all.
Okay. We saw Kitak. He was out on a walk. He was camping because he was out hunting in the wintertime. And he had a sore on his leg. And he decided to sit down and drink water because he was thirsty from walking so much, from hunting. And so he wanted to clean his sore, so he sat down to clean his sore. And when he was cleaning his sore, this magpie saw him cleaning it. So the magpies started to chirp and started to caw and say that he was eating his sore in a Cree language. So that's when they caw today, you can hear them. If you really listen to them, you can hear them. And that's the way they sound.
Amazing. Tagake. Hey. I love hearing some winter stories. Any other winter stories that you want to share with us today?
Just Gisipisim is January. There is quite a few stories about Wisaketsa in the winter. And he takes care of the animals. The animals, when they're around in the wintertime, he looks after them. They can we mat. Bisiskoa.
Takes care of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, while they're in sleep mode, right? Some of them too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes. Awesome. Once again, Dolores Rain here chatting with us and learning a little bit of Nehewewin and little bits and pieces of everything. We did some conversational. We did some sounds. Maybe we'll go into more conversation as we finish off the third segment here. Other standard conversation, because we don't always live where we're from, right? So we talked about Tande Otsikia, where are you from? So now how would we say, where are you living? Where do you live?
Dante e wigi in.
Dante e wigi in. Because I'm hearing the word home in there somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm. Wigik.
Wigik.
Is their home.
Okay.
Wigin is your home.
Okay.
Giwa skaikan is your home. Yeah. So Dante e wigi in.
Dante e wigi in. Where
do you live?
Where do you live?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, sometimes our relatives live in a different place. Even for me, one of my sets of family is from Poplar River First Nation. So if we're going to say, where are your relatives from?
Dante, kinigi kakote. Those are your parents. Dante.
Can we just use kawagumaganak for like your relatives?
Yes.
Okay.
Newa komaganak means my relatives.
Okay.
Dante Otsitsik means where are they from?
Okay. Dante Otsitsik Kowagamaganak. Where are your relatives from?
Yeah.
We're learning some awesome conversational words. So now when we're talking to you know, people in events and general conversation, you know, when we want to ask somebody how they're feeling, if we're, how would we say, how are you feeling today?
Danse e tamate hoi na not.
Danse
e tamate hoi
e matsoyen
a
nuts. So we hear that matsi hon in the middle of it, but matsi hoyin for you. So danse e we matsi hoyin a nuts.
Yeah, and that's your health.
That's your health.
So how are you feeling today?
How is your health today?
How are you feeling? Like danse tamate hoyin a nuts.
Danse tamate hoyin a nuts. Okay, and I hear that da in there. So is that in reference to present?
Damatihoin means that you're just talking about the present right now.
Okay, the present.
Yeah, the present. You're talking about, you know, how a person is feeling like at this moment.
Mm. Oh, awesome. Well, talking with Dolores Rain, I do want to send a huge hi-hi for stopping by, teaching us a little bit in the Heiwei Win. And what's next on your language journey? Are you teaching somewhere soon?
I'm planning on opening my own business so that I can branch out and work on, with different universities and have my own business and be able to sell Cree CDs
mm-hmm.
in the future. Because language learners like the Cree CDs. However, sometimes some of them are looking for something that where they're looking for something where it's easier for them to understand. So that's what I'm incorporating. And I'm also incorporating a book in the future, a Cree book with Cree words on it, so that people can look and read about my Cree language and learn about language.
I look forward to reading them and seeing them and all that. As a language learner, I love the idea of CDs because you can pop them in while you're driving, right? And you can just, you know, learn some language. I want to say thank you for joining us again on Coffee and Cree, and we can't wait to have you back in the studio.
Okay, thank you. Hi.